G'day and welcome to Environment. Your environment changes your brainwaves, and this is a really important thing to explore, and I think a really important thing to take away from your training and 30-day challenge. Your environment, whether you're sitting in a busy street or whether you're on a beach or whether you're on an airplane, your environment changes your brainwaves. That's a proven thing. And so we find people who are at the beach on holidays, their brainwaves settle. People who are agitated and nervous, their brainwaves get agitated, and people feel your energy. And so it's really important, very, very important, for firstly, for your own health, because your brainwaves are affecting your metabolism and your body's DNA. But they're also affecting how you communicate with other people. We're going to look at this today. So you know this from your workbook. Spaghetti mind is what I call a mind that is trapped in the stuff that's flying around and can't sift its way through it. And this is getting to be a worse and worse problem. Spaghetti mind means that when we go through the seven levels of thinking, where 1 minute we're in a good place, 1 minute we're in a bad place, next minute something happens, we're in a red place, we're in a black zone, we're jumping all over the ship, and we've lost somehow in the process of living, lost control of the ability to control and to navigate our mind. The first way to do that, of course, as we're talking about here today, is to be in control of your environment. The other part of environment is really important, that we're not just talking about nature. We're talking about the environment we create for ourselves in our workplace, our home, our mental state, our finances. So we're talking about all the seven areas of life, having a specific environment that will be helpful to you and helpful for your brainwaves, therefore helpful for your longevity and very much helpful for your communication to other people. You know the story. The film's going through the projector. It's creating a movie, and that movie is your life story. So it's really easy to get spaghetti mind. There is so much going on in the world at the moment, and it comes into us from all over the place. And that means that the environment within our head can become toxic. So I'm going to go through a few ideas as to how to go from the image in our mind, which is what we want, the movie, go through the projector and create a result without all the wasted energy of emotion and emotion and emotion and emotion wasting energy. So you can see from this chart how a certain style of life, which is trying to please people, what my parents want, what my partner wants, what my company wants, what my kids want, and oh, by the way, maybe what I want. So there are certain ways to think that will help you get through this and create an environment in which everybody gets what they want. So we know that emotions are not necessarily going to be at the forefront of the conversation we're about to have. There are, however, four different environments that are really important to negotiate and to control. There's your physical space, which means the environment around your desk, around your house, in your drawer at home, in the kitchen, in your car. There's the mental space, which is the thoughts and the beliefs and the ideas and the expectations you have of what life should and shouldn't be like and what should and shouldn't happen. There's the emotional space, which is how you're reacting to the world at large right now and how that is has the potential to create an incredible turmoil of spaghetti in your head. And finally, it ends up with the environment which we call you. You are the environment you create. You are an environment. People, we talk about save the whales and save the donkeys and save all these things, but the first environment we need to be accountable for is us, physically, mentally, emotionally, and finally become us, so we can think clearly and give people what they deserve in the world, give them our best. We know from all the research that's been done, especially in Japan, that the more time we spend in nature, in this green zone we call it, the better we are. And that's why I would work near a window, I spend time outdoors during the day, I have walking meetings, I believe in the color green, and even a screensaver, and it's been proven by science that even a screensaver with nature on it will calm your nerves and increase the amount of good chemicals in your body and lower your brain waves to a really healthy place. We know it's getting complicated, everything you do at work. And so the person who can learn how to manage the chaos, find order in the chaos, in other words, manage the environment around them and in them, has a competitive advantage in the world. And that is a really powerful thing to remember when we're talking about this topic today. Order creates control. So in an organization, you know you have a boss, you know who are in your team, you know you have peers. So we organize even a group of people into a structure because it makes it functional. And so if you think about this organization of human beings into a structure and the different voices, there has to be a dominant voice and there has to be a subordinate voice. This is very important for structure and for mental health and for getting things done. But many people don't have structure like this in their personal life. They have just the random thing. I go to work, I come home, I do whatever, I don't have any goals. And so the personal development work that we did yesterday in creating a little plan for yourself, even if it's a scribble plan at this point in time, is just about putting a structure to your life that is sort of helping you understand priorities, understand what's more important than less. I include the universe in the environment because when we have a personal problem, if we're going through any sort of trauma, if we're going through stress, worry, or anxiety, we can't solve it at the level that it's been created. This is Einstein's great teaching. So if I create a problem, I can't solve the problem at the level I created it. But if I rise up, I can. And that's why I talk about universal laws of nature. I try to share with you some principles. Maybe you don't use them all day, every day. But if you get a problem, you can rise up, solve the problem from a different level than the one that you did to cause it. So there are a bunch of things I would love you to do this weekend. Firstly, we'll go across on this image on the screen. Declutter old clothes. I'd love you to go to your undies drawer and throw out all your old undies and old socks and all the things you may have been hanging on for just in case you went camping one day. Throw them out. It's time to upgrade. And as a result of that, I want you to look at what clothes you've been wearing to work, what clothes you wear under the clothes you wear to work, your socks, your shoes, and just think about whether it's time to maybe raise the bar a little bit. It's not expensive these days to do this. You can go on wish.com or to even Target or whatever these. You don't have to go branded to get good quality and good looking clothes. I'd like you to think about, and we'll go through this in a jiffy, the main source of emotional turmoil for most human beings on earth is their relationship with spouse and family. And I would like you to just think about where clutter might be occurring in those relationships, whether you're holding a grudge for someone or grief, or whether you're holding on to some anger for somebody for something, or whether you're just not at peace with somebody. And bring it to the coaching in your one-on-one session so that we can, let's say, clear your emotional turmoil, because this is where the majority of spaghetti comes from. I know we react to the world on a daily basis with our senses, but those senses are very much hinged or wired up by the reactions we're having towards other people in our life. And that's, I think, are going to be a great clearance for you. Declutter your finances. I think this is a really big part of your planning, what you did yesterday, your personal development, to think about how much money you've got, how much you're spending, how much you would like to earn, how you're going to earn that extra money, what you're going to spend it on, and how you're going to conserve some and save some and live for the future as well as the present. So a financial plan is a really important asset for that. And last but not least, we're going to look throughout the entirety of this program at your attitude. Remember that we're talking about reality, energy, attitude, and life. So attitude becomes what are you going to choose to have as your dominant thought process. I recommend my four favorites are gratitude, presence, certainty, and love. But I also have another one, which is give. Gratitude, inspiration, vision, and enthusiasm. We'll talk about this as time goes on, but see if you can just play in your mind with four that you really like. So it all leads to this very complex, but it's not so complex. We look at the physical environment, the mental environment, and the emotional environment. Take the things that I've suggested to do with the slide deck here, give it a whirl, come back to me with some ideas and what you'd like to do. If you want to know it in more detail as to the 9 steps all the way through the 3 areas, this slide will present it for you. So I wish you all the best. Have a great day. This is Chris. Bye for now.